Steve's over there. It's Q105 hanging out with you. And we are the home of the $1,000 payoff. Starting again today at 9, 9, noon, 3, and 6. Live and local in the TOL, the 419, the OHIO. Showers, then a warm-up later on, and maybe some thunderstorms. Pushing 60 today, but it's a chilly 38 right now at the Cumulus Compound until he does Q105. Call or text us, Q Texas, on the First Insurance Group text line at 419-240-1055. All right, Michigan lost, blah, blah, blah. That DiVincenzo dude who pumped in 31. Ugh. Anyway, I went to bed, I don't know, 11:30.
Okay.
Did you unmute that?
I'm looking at it.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I don't think it's unmuted there on Facebook Live, people. They want to hear my sexy voice. Anyway, I stayed up, second half, and then once Michigan was down by 14, I said, screw that. Well, had Michigan won today, the giant dicks over there at Franklin Park Mall, they would have opened up at 6 a.m. selling all the Michigan National Championship gear. Anybody know anybody who works at that dick's? Because I want to buy a hat, even though it's wrong.
Right.
I want to buy a shirt, even though it's wrong. I mean, I don't know. Maybe by law they can't sell it.
That's
I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think what they do is I know they do this for NFL runner-ups and NBA runner-ups. They send it all to, like, third-world countries and go, here you go, poor little, kid.
Right.
Wear this shirt. Yeah. I want one. I don't know why. I just do. So if anybody knows how I can get my hands on a Michigan National Championship basketball hat. I'll pay for it. I'll give you $3 for it. It's worth nothing. I'll give you $3.
$3?
That's probably what it costs the little Chinese slaves to make it. And I'll throw a buck in for a t-shirt. So four. All right, I'm in a good mood. I'll give you $5, even though I'm tired. That's probably why I'm in a good mood, even though I was up watching Michigan lose.
Right. Well,
all right, so
okay.
If anybody knows anybody at Dick's, text me. 419-240-1055. All right, a lot of people are going to be tired today, and here's ways to make it through the day when you did not get enough sleep, Susie. You know, it's a health issue. It really, truly is a health issue. We don't get enough sleep. We blow it off, and it's not healthy for us. It's just not. Here's what you do. First thing, open your curtains as soon as you wake up. Natural light tells your body to stop producing melatonin, which is the hormone, because you didn't pay her, that makes you sleepy. At the same time, it ups your serotonin levels, which improves your mood and helps you focus.
Okay.
Then take a cold shower. That works. The shock of it makes you breathe faster, which increases your oxygen intake and speeds up your circulation.
Ooh.
Also, if you're feeling a little randy, it kind of kills that. You know what I'm talking about, guys? Include at least 2 food groups for breakfast. Something like cereal or an energy bar might give you a boost of energy, but you run out of gas and you crash within a few hours. Protein and fiber is better.
Oh.
And lastly, don't drink coffee right away, Susan. Your cortisol levels rise in the morning, which helps you wake up. But caffeine can inhibit that process and make you groggier. So when you don't get enough sleep, it's better to wait an hour or two before your first cup.
Okay.
I'm not even up there. 15 minutes, and I'm already sipping my first of my 40 ounces of coffee I drink every day.
Do you feel like you need it, or is this your natural routine?
It's my routine, dude. It's my lifeblood. It keeps me going.
So if you waited 30 minutes, would your day be screwed then?
Yes. I drive into work and I sip my coffee. And then I hand out $5 to a guy standing on the corner at C-Cor and Central this morning.
I feel like you got taken there.
I don't know. I never do that. I don't know why I did it, because he could have had a gun. And I had to roll down the driver's side window. I'm going to keep an eye open for that dude if he's there all the time.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring him in the studio next time.
Share some nuggets of wisdom with
him. You know, that's a good... We should
Is that
bring
a bad
more
idea?
People,
Is that a
bring
bad idea?
People in the
bring
studio. In. Last time we did that, we had all sorts of people involved in that decision. So,
you know what I could do is, if he's out there tomorrow, I could say, hey, dude, you want to see what suffering is? Hop in. I'm going to take you to work. I'm going to show you what it's like.
Oh, man.
No. I don't know. I never do that, but I did it for some reason. I don't know why. And I gave him a little nugget.
You did.
And that's just between me and him. No. All right, so Bill and Ted 3 might happen. Is anybody excited about a Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 3? They're saying now that it might happen. One was, mildly entertaining.
Was good.
Two sucked.
Jumped the shark.
Giant, you know what?
Right.
Sucked out loud.
Yeah.
It did. It was horrible. But now Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter, who? He was the other one.
He'll be able to get time off Speedway.
And he was kind of cute back in the day, but now he's like a fat middle-aged guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like me.
Oh, he has not aged well.
Well, you can tell it's him. So they teamed up with the writers, They've teamed up with the original producers, and now they're going to do Bill and Ted Face the Music, and it's with Bill and Ted at 50, or pushing 50. And they still have to save the world. Or no, they don't have to save the world. I don't know what it is. They're married, and it affects their marriages, and it affects their relationships with their kids, and it affects their everything. They say they're close to closing a deal with the money people. They have a director in place, the original producer's in place. So I was curious. I wanted to see if it held up. So I went back and I watched Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey 1991 trailer. That was two.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you watched the second one?
It was hard. Yeah. By the end of the 2.5 minutes of the trailer, there was blood coming out of my earlobes and my eyeballs. It was horrible. So now I'm like, okay, let me go back to 1989 for Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Now we're talking, yep.
And it's got, what's his name in it, George Carlin?
Carlin, in the
phone booth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
That I could deal with, but seriously, you know, some of these shows and movies that they're rebooting, they just got to stop. They just have to stop. There you go. There's my little editorial. All right, let me get to a break. Later on this hour, one of our listeners, and he's a very special listener, had an issue with some doofus in a parking lot who rammed into his vehicle with a cart full of groceries, and it allegedly looked like the groceries were his mom's, and he was with his mom, and he dinged up the vehicle. We're gonna run the scenario by y'all, and we're gonna play a game called "What Would You Do in This Situation?"
How do you know it was with mom? Was there a lot of Metamucil in the bags and stuff like that?
Well, it was a younger guy, and an older lady, so it was either his mom or his grandma.
And it's Easter weekend.
Yes.
So, you know,
so they were buying supplies. So we're going to play that. So stick around. 706. Don't move. It's Cute 105.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. This is Q105. WQ.